Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
If it means more to you to assert your identity as a Yoruba than to assert your identity as a Black person, then you're looking at a weakened political push.
The one series most of all you know her from, The Sopranos, where she played the sister to Tony Soprano.
crazy. Soprano. A crazy bitch.
Please welcome Aida Turturro.
It's something everybody should see at least once in their lifetime. It's the Milky Way is what
it
I'm
is
going for.
The Milky Way. Way to go.
Because, I mean, that's something that we don't get to see around here in the city. You have to go out away from the city lights to be able to see it, but it is awe-inspiring, and a real dark sky will really put some things into perspective for you, I think.
Get set to explore these new podcasts today about race, talking Sopranos, and nature guys. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Racism is an issue that knows no borders or boundaries, and the fight to fundamentally change the way things are must be a global one. Well, our first podcast this week is a series from the UK hosted by author and activist Rennie Edo Lodge. On her podcast About Race, Rennie sits down with key voices from the last few decades of anti-racism activism for poignant and timely discussions on the recent history that brought us to the politics of today. The show features an incredible array of brilliant and insightful guests, and the resulting conversations should be required listening for all of us. A sample for you from the episode of About Race featuring politician Diane Abbott, the first Black woman in Britain to be elected to Parliament. On the episode titled Political Blackness, Rennie and Diane discuss Blackness as it relates to politics from the positions of both activist and politician.
It's quite difficult to find an official definition. But I understand black, in the political sense, works as an umbrella term in order to be an organising tool against white supremacy. I sometimes call it trade union black, because when I was first getting involved in politics, that's where I first saw it in use. I remember being dead against it at the time. This was on the basis that its use wasn't widespread enough. So, rather than having its unifying intent, it was actually alienating. My stance back then appears to be the consensus now. Have you seen that backlash against the idea?
No, there's been a huge backlash against the idea of political blackness. When we came in 87...
Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott, MP for Hackney North and Stoke Newington for over 3 decades, she was the first Black woman in Britain to be elected to Parliament. We spoke in her Portcullis House office. For the benefit of the tape, Diane's looking for something. What she found? You've got a picture here?
This is a picture of... It's a picture of me and Bernie and Jeremy, actually, and Bernie Grant's wife.
So we've got a very young-looking Diane here. We've got Bernie Grant. Was he an MP at this point?
Yeah.
So he was the MP for Tottenham,
yeah,
which is where I grew up. Then we've got a very young looking Jeremy Corbyn with a very, very full beard. And a lady on the end who you say she was Bernie Grant's wife?
Sharon Grant.
Sharon Grant's wife.
And she was a councillor in Haringey. And Jeremy was a councillor in Haringey also. So, yeah, there's been a huge backlash against political blackness. So when we all got elected in 87, Keith Vaz was actually from Goa. I think he was an Indian from Goa. Paul Boateng, his father was a Ghanaian politician, his mother was English. I think he was born in this country, but he spent a certain amount of time in Ghana as a young person. Bernie Grant was born in Ghana and I was born here, but my family from West Indies. But we had no problem in calling ourselves black. But from the 90s onwards, there was a challenge to the notion of political blackness. And first of all, people from the Indian subcontinent said, we're not black. And then even within the Indian subcontinent, you had Hindus saying, well, we're not Muslim. And Muslims saying, well, we're not Hindus. And then even in Africa, you had people from Northern Nigeria saying, we're Hausas, we're not black. And you got Yoruba saying, we're Yoruba. And you got Igbo saying, we're Igbo. And so what you've seen over the past 20 years is a pushback against the concept of political blackness and increasing fragmentation. Because if it means more to you to assert your identity as a Yoruba than to assert your identity as a black person, then you're looking at a weakened political push. I mean, my family's from Jamaica. I was born here. My family's from Jamaica. I'm very proud to be Jamaican. I think even though I was born here, I see myself as culturally still, that's my cultural heritage and I'm proud of it. And I think it's important to be proud of your cultural heritage. But I think the extent to which the black community has fragmented and has rejected any notion of political blackness has tended to weaken it. That's my view.
Diane says that as a community, we have lost the notion of collectivism.
A snippet from About Race with Rennie Ed Olaj for thoughtful and necessary conversations on the pressing issues of race and identity in our world. Check out About Race, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere. It's been nearly 15 years since The Sopranos brought the mafia to life on the small screen. But now, all these years later, two of the show's stars are back to relive all its greatest moments. Join Sopranos co-stars Michael Imperiore and Steve Sciarrippa on Talking Sopranos, the definitive Sopranos rewatch podcast. Michael and Steve follow the series episode by episode, giving fans all the inside info, behind-the-scenes stories, and little-known facts that could only come from someone on the inside. Talking Sopranos features interviews with additional cast members, producers, writers, production crew, and special guests, plus candid conversations about the entertainment business, their friendship, and all the folks they've met along the way. A must listen for Sopranos fans. Try out this sample clip from the recent episode of Talking Sopranos covering the series episode Fortunate Son. This episode features Janice Soprano herself, Aida Torito, and they chat about old memories, old friends, and what it's like to watch themselves on screen after all this time.
I've got a very special show here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially for you, somebody you acted with, you know, more than, you know, one of the people you acted the most with on the show, actually.
Yeah. My TV wife. I haven't seen her in a while. I am very excited to see her. I've spoke to her, but I haven't seen her.
Well, born in Brooklyn, appeared in over 50 movies, including Mickey, Blue Eyes, Sleepers, Deep Blue Sea. Appeared in over 22 different TV series, including Curb Your Enthusiasm, Nurse Jackie, The Blacklist, The Night Of, Blue Bloods, nominated for an Emmy. The one series most of all you know her from, The Sopranos, where she played the sister to Tony Soprano.
crazy.
Soprano.
A crazy bitch.
Please welcome Aida Turturro.
Yes. Come on, Aida.
I'm coming right. Hey, guys.
You look terrific.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Great to see you.
Big kisses. You both look great. You both look great.
We're hanging in there.
So, you know, we've been watching the show from, you know, the beginning, and it's the first time. You know, I don't know if you, do you watch the show? You haven't seen it?
You know what? I did try, like, a few years ago. I was with Edie. And we were going to try to watch it. And then we started watching it together. And I think it was a little too soon after Jimmy died. Uh-huh. And I wasn't ready. But now I think I'm going to do it. It's hard to watch yourself.
I wasn't ready before either. Jim and all that and the time. But now this was kind of the perfect timing to start looking back and really appreciate it. You know, really appreciate what we did and what everybody did and what it is.
I think, you know, one day I had seen like one episode for a certain celebration for Sopranos. And I have to say, I went to a theater, I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, like, that's a great episode. Like, and I think I'm ready now. I think I'm ready.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, so we started up when we started the podcast in April, and we've been watching now. This is the third episode of the third season today. And this is when you stole Svetlana's leg.
Oh, my God. The leg. The leg.
Aida, I have to tell you.
I haven't seen
it. When you came on and see, what was it, episode one season, or two? Season two.
Season two, yeah.
I mean, you, Janice, is the most evil, crazy, fucking lunatic.
She's very complicated.
She is complicated. Has a lot going on. Yeah, she does. You know, I guess, like, I never looked at her like that because you can't look at her objectively that way when you're filming, you know, when you're being her. And so I never got to appreciate her, I think. So I think, like, if I go back and watch her, I think I'll have a better time of it.
A snippet from the new podcast Talking Sopranos with Michael Imperiore and Steve Sharipa. You can be part of the Sopranos family with the help of Michael and Steve on Talking Sopranos. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Well, you don't have to travel to some far-off country or deep into the wilderness to experience the beauty of nature. Our featured local podcast this week is Nature Guys, a fantastic show that connects you to all the fantastic nature right in your own neighborhood here in Cincinnati. With decades of wildlife experience under their belt and plenty of fascinating guest experts, just one episode of Nature Guys will leave you cool, calm, and collected, and ready to make a difference in the natural world. Sadly, co-host and co-founder of the podcast, Bill Creasy, passed away in August, but his passion for the nature and wildlife education in the city lives on through the continued efforts of the Nature Guys team. Check out this clip from the recent episode of Nature Guys featuring Dean Regas, Cincinnati Observatory astronomer and host of another great local podcast, Cincinnati Public Radio's Looking Up. Dean joins the show for a chat about all the cool space stuff that you can see without any fancy astronomy equipment.
One night, I went out there, and I don't know if the light burned out or they turned it out or what, but it wasn't on. And the sky was clear. And it's 3 a.m, and I get my lounge chair, and I'm looking up. Now, my question for you is, I was blown away by something up there. And what was that something, Dean?
What time of year was it?
Well, shoot, I don't know.
That's the important part.
It is?
I can't solve it without that.
Well, you might be able to. Take a guess.
Well, if I were to guess, I would say something you're not going to be seeing around the city very much. Something you need in a dark sky.
Yep.
And maybe it was spring or fall-ish time. Yep. Then you would be better served at that time of morning. But I would say it's something everybody should see at least once in their lifetime. It's the Milky Way is what
it
I'm
is
going for.
The Milky Way. Way to go.
Because, I mean, that's something that we don't get to see around here in the city. You have to go out away from the city lights to be able to see it, but it is awe-inspiring, and a real dark sky will really put some things into perspective for you, I think.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, I mean, I knew enough to know kind of, I guess, because I've watched science shows or whatever, you know, I knew kind of what it looked like, but it's not the same.
No, I mean, the real thing, it's indescribable. It really is. It's one of those things that when you experience it, and that's one of the things I do with my vacation time. I pick places that are dark skies on purpose to go to. It's just as important to me that's my vacation to see a dark sky as to see the Grand Canyon or to see Yosemite or something like that. It's to see the night sky, how it should be. So powerful.
But you say indescribable, and yet here we are trying to promote your book. You're not helping.
Well,
100 things to see in the night sky. And I was wondering if you might do us the favor on, you might remember that on page 197 of, might I may add, and I'll just add a little aside here, there are two books. So very sharp, because you knew that people like me who are curious would buy the first book. And you also probably knew that people like me might not get around to it. which is indeed what happened to me. I put it on my shelf along with the other 9 million books that I have on the thing, and I was going to, you know, I looked at it, thought, this is amazing, and life happens, and I didn't get around to it. Then I see, a month or so ago,
back in June, the new book.
The new version comes out, the expanded edition.
That's right.
So now I own two of these books.
Perfect. The marketing worked on you.
But it does work. It's working great. And today we need it because I'm going to pass this in the day. I'm going to pass this over to you and I'm going to ask you to read. I've kind of, you see where the pencil marks are there? So that's, I believe, isn't that about the Milky Way there? And I believe, unless you had a ghostwriter, that you wrote that, didn't you?
I wrote that, yep.
Would you mind reading it?
For city dwellers, the Milky Way is completely invisible. City lights are so bright that light pollution robs many people in the United States of the chance to see a truly dark sky. Because of urban light pollution, many people have never seen the Milky Way. But the Milky Way is there, waiting for you to observe it. And when you see it, it is spectacular. At first glance, a Milky Way looks like a high, thin cloud stretched out in a long line across the sky. It may even seem that your eyes are playing tricks with you. As your eyes adjust to the darkness, it looks like someone spilled milk in the heavens. But what you are really seeing is the flat disk of our galaxy. The milk is actually billions and billions of stars shining at you from tremendous distances. The combined light reaches your eyes as a diffuse, cloudy structure. Brighter patches where you can discern individual stars interspersed with dark dust lanes that seem to split the Milky Way into channels. Best of all, no telescope is needed to experience it.
In our local podcast spotlight today, that was Nature Guys from right here in Cincinnati and naturalist Bob Stagenborg. Step outside and stay a while with Nature Guys, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast section or download the WVXU app. Chart Time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Well, what's old is new and hot again. From Wondery, the creators of Dr. Death comes Dr. Death Season 2. This season, Laura Beale introduces us to Dr. Fareed Fada. Between his prestigious education, years of experience, and pleasant bedside manner, Dr. Fada was everything you'd want in a doctor. But he was not who he appeared to be. This season, the story of hundreds of patients in Michigan, a doctor, and a poisonous secret. And already, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Dr. Death Season 2 and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.